William Holtz. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Thanks for being patient, man.
Absolutely. Will from, of course, from Lake TV. And here we go. It is Lake Race Weekend. And actually, the festivities really, I sort of began yesterday. But there is the Festival of Speed going on this evening. And then the racing itself gets underway tomorrow.
Yeah, so the kickoff party last night got started. We really neat. Had some of the big name drivers and teams there at Shady Gators. And then tonight, the Festival of Speed by Land and Sea starts at 6, Kev. These boats are going to be lined up in the pits. Some will be on the water. It is going to be a great night. And big music at Age Toads and at Lazy and Shady Gators all weekend. So come on out and see us tonight. It's going
to
be a blast.
These boats get up to, what is it, 200? How many miles per hour do these things get up to? I mean, it's incredible.
Well, so we actually had the pleasure of being with the Miss Geico team. And Steve Curtis, their throttle man, he was the throttle man in the boat in 2014 that set the Top Gun all-time record at the shootout of 244 miles an hour.
Which is how fast you were driving to get here this morning. How about
slightly that? A little faster to get here, Kev.
Osage Beach Police, don't worry. Will's a good guy. Don't worry about Steve.
And I got Unique there. Soto here, and that's Pete Leyva, who's our city corporal's daughter. So name drop if you have to.
You're covered, man. Don't worry about it. This is a great event, and it's obviously one of two big race events that go on at the lake each season.
Yeah, we've got the shootout, which is more of a drag race style, one boat at a time. But what's big and significant, as you know, Kev, it's for charity. Last year, $300,000 for charity. And then Lake Race, now, it's actually a sanctioned race. And so what you're going to see is these high-speed boats in the same class on the water racing side by side speeds up to, you know, almost 200 miles an hour. So now, as great as shootout is, Lake Race packs a little more excitement and danger factor, if you will, because these boats, anything can happen when you're out there on the water running that fast.
It's thrills and spills, that's for sure. Now, tell me Lake TV's part in this and how you guys are working this.
So we are the official broadcast and media partners for Lake Race 2019, and it started, Kev, I brought you on with the official program guide magazine that we produced with Speed on the Water.
There's great pictures in here. Holy cow.
Pete Bowden with Shoot to Thrill, and then Speed on the Water, our photographer, of course, and then the guys, Matt Trulio and Jason Johnson with Speed on the Water, just did an awesome job with our team to build this. And Kev, I'll tell you what, being our first publication I've ever done, print is a mean business.
You got your hands in so many things. You know, I mean, obviously you're here on the radio with me. You got Lake TV. You got printing. Is there any media thing that you're not going to conquer?
Well, I wouldn't say we're going to conquer, but we're going to try our hand just about anything that can promote the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks while also, you know, driving impressions and business to some of these great businesses here locally.
I can't call you king of all media because that's already taken by Howard Stern, but you know, maybe king of all lake media. How about that?
No, I'll take it, Kev. You're very kind, but to be honest, I mean, Lake Race couldn't happen. You got an incredible board of directors.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts at the top with our chairman, Mike Shepard, and of course, you know, our president, Chief Jeff Dorhauer, who everyone knows here in the community, and then everyone else from, you know, our vice president, Becky Jennings, and Todd Bohart, the co-vice presidents. You know, you got Tom Abbott, you got Pat Walters, you got Chief Amsinger. I mean, the board start to finish is huge, and you can't forget Nikki Sorensen, who's the event sponsorship director, and of course, Deb Wolf, who's the Lake Race PR director. I'm telling you what, the team of the Lake Race board members have been incredible in organizing everything.
Somebody that wants to watch everything that's going on, what's the Lake TV schedule in terms of all the events?
Okay, so we already got up last night right after the kickoff party, a recap video. Now, we got to talk with some of the biggest names in racing about what they anticipate for Lake Race 2019. And, Kev, as I get around these racers, I really pick up on the sense that Lake of the Ozarks is truly special to these people.
Yeah.
And we know it because we live here.
Exactly.
But these people go to Cocoa Beach, Key West, you know, they go internationally and race on some of these saltwater venues, but they love Lake of the Ozarks, and it remains the same thing. It's the people that they absolutely love coming down here for. So check out on Lake TV on our Facebook page. You'll see a recap of last night. And then tonight we'll be shooting the Festival of Speed. We'll have that piece up late tonight. And then as far as tomorrow, we kick off with our pre-race show presented by Poly Lifts at 10:30. All right. And then the opening ceremony is at 10:45. Racing begins at 11. You can catch everything on Charter Spectrum 197, okay. Como Connect Channel 90. And then as far as you streaming venues, MyLakeTV.com. You can watch the stream in its entirety on our Facebook Live. You can watch it on Lake TV's Facebook page. And then what we're really excited about is our new travel channel on Roku. You can go find Lake TV, subscribe to it, and right there on Roku in 28 million homes, you'll see Lake Race 2019 in HD right there. And then nationally, Mediacom Channel 722 has us in Minneapolis, has us in Illinois, Iowa, Arkansas, Jeff City, Columbia, Springfield.
Something else I never knew.
Everywhere.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, and again, if you've never seen Lake Race or you know, even seen video of it or whatever, I mean, it's incredible. The power and the speed of these boats. I would tell you, I live on the water and I'm in a no wake zone, so. But for the past couple of days, I've seen these boats. I don't know if they're doing practice runs or what by my house, but it's like, whoa! But then as soon as they come to, you got to slow down, okay? And then as soon as they're past, like, boom, off they go again. It's amazing. I mean, it blows your mind, the power of these things.
It's insane. I mean, just to give you, for the Super Cat class, two 750 horsepower Mercury twin engines on these things. So it's 1,500 horsepower.
It's a lot of ponies in there.
It's insane. And by the way, Kev, you ever considered being a sound effect artist? Because that's pretty darn good.
I will license that out to you, sir. Okay,
I will use your services proudly.
Will Holtz from Lake TV. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you in here. Really is.
Absolute pleasure. Big shout out to Andrew Evans, Ricky Smith, Amory Holtz, and then, of course, my family, my mom, my dad, my sisters, and then my beautiful girlfriend, Unique. So everyone has just been so helpful. And, you know, we couldn't have pulled this off without so many incredibly talented and hardworking people. Thanks for having me, Kev. And tune into the race if we don't see you down there.
By the way, is this Unique sitting next to you here?
This is Unique sitting next to me.
How do you put up with this guy? No, you don't have to answer that. It's okay. He's a good guy, isn't he?
Don't give her that opportunity. I know a lot of people listen to Kevin Hilly on 101.9 The Wave, so do not do that. Well, hey, Kevin, I appreciate it so much, man. Thank you.
You bet.